You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
When we think about summer arts festivals in Vancouver, the images that come to mind are probably outdoor music events or theater in tents. Drawn, a celebration of artists and drawings, might change that. Lynn Roshinsky is co-founder of Drawn, and she's here this morning to tell us about it. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Now, if I wanted to check out Drawn, where would I go and what would I see?
Well, you could go to any of the commercial galleries. Well, not any. About 17 galleries in Vancouver have signed on for this festival this year. We hope it's going to expand, and I have no doubt it will for next year. But I suppose you could start in Gastown, which is close to here. You could visit the Marion Scott Gallery or the Jeffrey Boone Gallery. You could proceed up Main Street to the Elliott Lewis and onward to Yale Town to Jennifer Kostuick, and then the galleries on Granville Street, some of the standard ones, Diane Ferris, Douglas Udell, Windsor, Bogie. I mean, take your pick. They're all involved in this festival, showing drawing shows specifically.
Wow, that's great. How did the Festival of Drawing get started?
Well, I curate, and I always include drawings in my shows because I really believe that drawing should be recognized as a medium in its own right. You know, I want young artists to be able to support themselves with drawing without feeling like they have to do painting or they have to do sculpture, one of those other medias that gets a lot of attention. So that was one thing, and I'll mention his name. Lloyd Dick came through and interviewed me for The Sun, and we had a conversation about drawing, and he said, you need to get in touch with Robert Kardash of the Marion Scott Gallery. He's had this dream to do a drawing festival. Well, eventually it did happen. We got together and pulled this off. This is what we've done in a very short period of time. So it's been very successful so far, and I'm really happy with the results.
This may seem to go without saying, but I'm going to ask a question anyway. What is drawing? How would you define it?
I want to keep it really wide open. I say it's mark making in the most fundamental, the most basic form. And everybody makes marks. We all, as humans, are creative, and it seems to be almost second nature to pick an instrument up and make a mark with it. Maybe that's our propensity for language, I'm not sure, but we certainly communicate through marks, whether it's a stick in the sand or a pencil on paper. We all do that from childhood, so it's something we all relate to.
So why have a drawing festival? Why should we celebrate drawing in particular?
Drawing has been, you know, since the 19th century and the academic, you know, sort of criteria has really always been considered a kind of fundamental to something else. And I want, as I say, we need to have people recognize that it isn't just a step to something else, that in its own right, it has a kind of vibrancy, a kind of immediacy that I think people are really attracted to, that, you know, that original mark by an artist, that form of communication.
I think one of the things that strikes me about drawing is that it's a medium with such a range of different kinds of expressions, but also I take great joy in children's drawings before they've been, in my opinion, kind of wrecked, you know, before
right.
they go to school and they say, this is how you draw.
Right.
Children so naturally
right.
take to drawing. They do the most beautiful things. And then, you know, right through to, you know, a Da Vinci or, you know, many, many, many artists do really gorgeous, beautiful, immediate drawings.
Yeah, there's such a wide range with drawing, you know, in terms of that mark making. I mean, I envision people could draw with light, or well, maybe not with music, but I always think that melodies are much like drawing as well. I mean, it's wide open, and as I say, it really does start from early childhood. And so I think the general public out there has a relationship to drawing in ways that they don't to, say, what they consider to be abstract painting or modern painting that they're, you know, scratching their head about and wondering how they can actually have access to those meanings.
Now, the exhibitions and events started in July, and you've been able to watch them all in progress. Has there been any surprises for you, anything that was unexpected?
The kinds of, I suppose, I don't know about I suppose it was surprising, more than surprising, delightful. And what I've really liked is the coming together of artists at the events. It seems to be a vehicle for the sharing of artists and galleries. I mean, to go to a gallery and see other gallery owners there at openings and at these artist talks, when this is the first time in the history, well, from my knowledge and from what people are telling me, where we actually have galleries working together on a single cause. So that's delightful for me. I mean, it really suggests a kind of community that is, you know, grassroots, just as drawing is basic. So that's been great.
Wow. Do you have any thoughts about why there's been so much excitement and enthusiasm around drawing?
Well, all artists draw. I mean, I think even video artists draw, you know, when they're actually sketching out, to use that word, their plots or their scenes. So it's something that, regardless of what medium you're working in, you have something in common. And I think that has caused a lot of excitement. This is also a kind of low point in the art year, as you can say. This summer's a low time. I mean, we usually have artists that are already associated with a gallery showing sort of group shows and stuff. And this brings something new for the summer, where it's new works being shown or not just things that, you know, well, let's put it together as a collection. So I think that's kind of exciting, too. And also that it's drawing and we really don't get to see many drawings.
How does this whole art of drawing play out internationally? Is this just a local phenomenon here, or are we seeing that rise in interest?
Well, there was a short, I wouldn't call it a festival, but a kind of event in London a few years ago. It's called the Quick Draw. And last year I was in Florence, and the Uffizi had classical drawing. So I think there is an interest in drawing right now. And, you know, I try to think about why that might be. And perhaps it's in response to technology, you know, that is, that we're in this technical age, we're being bombarded by these images, these digital images, and perhaps something about the intimacy of drawings, I think, is appealing to people. Will it go beyond Vancouver? Well, a couple of galleries outside in other provinces have contacted us and wondering how they might get it going in their own cities or have some sort of association with us. So this is a start. Who knows where it's going to go?
What are some of your favorite drawings from the festival? Is there any work that stood out for you?
That's just to play it safe, because, you know, I really wouldn't want to say one over another. I am really thrilled that there are also public galleries involved. That is the Vancouver Art Gallery, the Burnaby Art Gallery, and the Belkin Gallery at UBC, showing, you know, the history of drawing in BC, Shadbolt, Emily Carr, BC Binning, Milne. You know, I think those are really, really great that people can realize that this isn't a one-off, a kind of recent phenomena, but something that has a history in Canada.
What's next with this? Is this going to become an annual event?
Yes, we're hoping for it to be an annual event. We're already planning for the future. We've had so many requests from other galleries, from artists, from volunteers. How can they get involved? And this is just the beginning. I think this momentum is going to take us a long way.
Well, it's been great talking to you this morning, and I really encourage people to get out and have a look at some of those drawings and really enjoy.
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
I've been speaking with Lynn Rushinsky about Drawn, a celebration of artists and drawings. The exhibitions continue in many of the participating venues until August 8th. And for more information, you can go to drawnfestival.ca.